2 years ago, Philadelphia was sued over its civil forfeiture program, by which local authorities seize homes, cars, and other assets from those suspected of being tied to the drug trade. While the city has changed the program, critics say it still has a long way to go. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports the case was back in federal court today.
One-fifth of the budget for the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office comes from selling off seized assets. Darpana Sheth with the Washington-based Institute for Justice found this out after suing the city in 2014.
Philadelphia takes in almost $6 million each year in forfeiture property and then uses that to pay salaries and other equipment for police officers and prosecutors.
For context, that's more than the combined assets seized every year by Los Angeles and Brooklyn combined. The suit did force some changes. Now a court official, not a prosecutor, oversees the hearings, and they were moved from the infamous room 478 in City Hall and into the criminal courthouse. But Sheth told a federal judge that there are still huge problems. For instance, someone who's had a home seized can't challenge it until the trial, and that could take months or years.
And so in the meantime, a lot of innocent people don't have their car that they can get to work. They don't have money that's been seized.
Representatives from the DA's office wouldn't agree to be interviewed after the court hearing, but they say they seize properties to deprive drug dealers of assets and profits. And they say many seizures come after community requests. That's not always the case, Sheth says. Sometimes the homes are only loosely connected to the drug trade.
It's the parents, grandparents, and their house is taken or their car is taken, and they did not do anything wrong.
She says defendants deserve faster hearings and that a judge, not just a court official, should oversee the cases. She's hoping for a trial on whether the practice is constitutional or not sometime this year. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.